Blog Talk Radio.
On the radio, the most powerful internet radio show in the DMV.
Hi, Russell.
Before we bring you up, I want to talk.
Hi, Russell. This is Demeika Miller.
Fantastic.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
So thank you guys for having me on your show.
Oh, fantastic.
So where do we start?
We're going to start in a minute.
Okay.
First one is October 19th, third Fridays at Sadavant. It's going to be 4809 Georgia Avenue. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. We're going to have live entertainment, birthdays, live auction from different. Demeika Miller is going to be there. She's going to be talking about what she does and also spotlighting her business. The next event is the October 23rd. Which is going to be the Masquerade Ball at the Ballroom and the Woodmore Country Club. And that's absolutely free. And the tickets for the Christmas party is on sale right now. Go to www.BeThereMagazine.com and click on events and get your early bird tickets for the Be There Magazine Awards, the Oscars, and the DMV. Welcome aboard, Demeika Miller. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you? Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Oh, fantastic. First,
so you're breaking up a little bit.
Well, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Give us a little bit about what you do and who you are.
So let me start off with a couple of key points about who I am, Demeika Miller, who I am as a person, who I am as a professional black woman-owned business, and just body matrix massage therapy and my services. So my background, I am from Shreveport, Louisiana. Early on, I was very active in sports, from basketball to track to cheerleading, basically anything I could do after school to stay physically active and to stay physically in shape. So in school, my favorite subject was biology and anatomy, especially when it came to the study of the different cells and genetic makeup of human beings. So immediately after high school, I joined the military, was stationed at Andrews Air Force Base here in Maryland. That was actually my first duty station. I served there, I played ball there, and I was injured there. So gotten injured was how I was introduced to the field of massage therapy. my physical therapist and my occupational therapist would do massages on me, and I loved it. I loved the feel of the human touch, and that's basically how I got interested in the field of massage therapy. I'm also a Tracy Lynn independent jewelry consultant, as well as a partner of the PWAP group, in which I'll explain to you guys about that group a little bit later in the show. So I am a licensed massage therapist. This year marks 2016 marks my 10th year in this profession. I graduated my class from Tess College of Technology. I pride myself on being a very professional, career-oriented person, meaning, you know, being courteous to my clients, being a good listener, making sure that my clients are comfortable on my table. So, Russ, you know, where is there another profession or another office where you get partially naked or completely naked, you know, in the office? That would be my office. I can't think of any other place where, other than the doctor's office, where you get, where you take off all your clothes. So my goal is to make my clients feel as comfortable as possible so they can open up to me and so that I can better serve them. So Body Matrix, my business, I am located at 9701 Apollo Drive, Suite 301, Largo, Maryland, zip code 20774. The services that I offer range from reflexology of the hands and feet, aromatherapy, massage for plastic surgery, pre and post surgery. I also offer chair massage and corporate chair massage. And then you have your basic massages, Swedish massage, deep tissue, prenatal, sports massage, stone massage. Massage is just such a broad area as far as the career field. So if you want any more information, you can easily go on to bodymatrixmassage.com, because I offer a variety of different massages and packages. My rates range from anywhere from $45 to $115. It just depends on what you're looking for and your needs.
Excellent.
Hi, Russell. I believe
a lot of people have heard the word. No, a lot of people have.
Hi, Russell.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, yeah. It comes from sometimes referrals from doctors and people who have been injured. They get referred to a massage therapist, and then you have individuals who use massage therapy on a daily basis or weekly basis or monthly basis to enhance their body, to make sure they be more relaxed, they do better their job. Do you find that it's growing profession now, or is it dwindling, or is it steady? What's your opinion of massage therapy now in 2016?
My opinion on massage therapy, in my opinion, is beneficial more so in the health area, because what I'm finding, especially in this last year of me practicing, is I'm having a greater number of clients that are coming in, and they are very, very stressed out. And when I say stressed out, meaning from the job, from families, from friends, from coworkers, to even mental stresses. So for me, relaxation is good. Because another thing I'm finding is that a lot of my clients aren't getting enough sleep at home. So when they get to my office, they immediately fall asleep on the table. So we're not getting enough sleep. So again, more from a health perspective, meaning lower back pain. This is a technology era, and so we have many people that are in front of the computers for hours and hours at a time. So we have the issues with the lower back. We have the issues with the hands, the texting, the typing, technical writers. So massage is just great for the entire body, the mind, the spirit. It's a great tool to use for awareness and mindfulness and just to find that balance, that true balance in life. Can you repeat that question for me, Russell?
Okay. How is it so
hard now to find massage? Years ago, it was easy to find massage and big signs outside different businesses.
Yes, sir. Russell, you're breaking up. Russell, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, yeah, this should be clear. We have some little technical difficulty, but you should be able to hear. I was asking you about massage, to find a massage therapist. Years ago, it was very easy to find a massage therapist or a massage parlor. You had these big signs all over the district and in Virginia. How come you don't see the big signs anymore saying massage parlor or massage therapist, neon sign?
I personally think there's a big cliche when it comes to massage therapy. As I'm out networking and speaking with people who have interest in massage therapy, I'm going to be honest with you, Russell, the first thing that I get is, you know, hey, you know, you're a masseuse, you know, and they automatically go to the erotic aspect of massage. I think that in the past, as early as your first president, massage was possibly taken out of context, meaning it was not used in a health as a health profession, it was more used for an erotic sensation down to prostitution, just the illegal use of massage. So I think the massage has really cracked down on the solicitation of unwanted type of massages, the erotic massages. So as massage therapists, we have to be very careful as to how we advertise so that it's not taken out of context. And, you know, there's auditing going on just to make sure that that we stay within the scope of our practice and that we are ethical in what we do, because massage is beneficial, and later on I'll give you a list of some of the benefits of massage, but we want to keep it. I think the board wants to keep massage protected so it can be used in the way that it was meant to be used.
Excellent. I used to be involved with a day spa that was right there in Largo for over 10 years. And we offered massage therapy as part of the day spa package. You got your hair done, you got your nails done, you got the beautiful lunch with caviar, champagne, and then you had the sauna, and then you had the massage therapy come in and do the massage. So it was a part of a package. Do you find that massage therapy is offered a lot in day spa packages still?
I do. If you go online and you type in massage therapy, you know, the spas, they come up, you know, by name. And then, you know, you click on these specific packages. I mean, nowadays you're getting them in the wedding packages where there's couples massage. You can get them the massages along with the other various spa treatments, like the body treatments, and you also can get them. You can incorporate them into your. I think a couple of the massage places in the area have it to where you come on your lunchtime and you get a package and you get, you know, your fruit, you get, you know, sandwiches, you get things of that nature. So I have seen it. And it can be done. It just depends on where you go. But here's the thing. With massage therapy, there are many massage therapists out there. We all go to school. We get licensed, most of us. But you have to find a good massage therapist in order to receive the best benefits possible.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon this group that you're involved in and some of the upcoming events that you have coming up as far as things that you're doing. We'll be right back.
Absolutely, Russell.
Welcome back. This woman is on fire. She has a massage. She's a massage therapist, and she knows what she's doing. She makes things happen. And if you need to feel good about yourself and you need your health to be in a better place, you need to see her immediately. Tell us about your group that you're talking about and some upcoming events for you.
Okay, so Russell, before we get to the groups and some of the various events and things that I have going on, I definitely wanted to mention to your listeners the benefits of massage, if I can do so.
Go ahead. That's great. Fantastic.
Okay, so of massage, what I am seeing is high blood pressure. Massage is excellent for high blood pressure, anxiety, depression, stress, back pain, headaches. Let me give you an example of headaches. We all have headaches. A lot of us have suffered from migraines. So I have a client that comes into me. She's been suffering from migraines since she was about 6 years old. And I mean, when I say suffering, meaning more than three times a week. So what I did for her is I offered her a package because, you know, massage, it can get expensive at times. So I offered her a package and I said, hey, you know, come into my office once a week and I do what is called a cranial massage where I get in and I get into the different areas of the skull where there's pressure and I relieve the pressure basically from her skull. That's all headaches are. It is pressure that is built up
in the sutures of the skull, and you go in, and with techniques, you release that pressure, and then you get the cerebral spinal fluid that flows up and down your spine. You get that, and you align your body chemically. So I did that for her once a week for 4 weeks, and I tell you, Russell, her headaches, they are not completely gone, but they are down to 1 to maybe 3 monthly, because I call her, I check on her just to make sure, you know, she's okay. But utilizing massage has decreased the number of headaches she has monthly. Also, I'm finding as we get older, our joints, arthritis, osteoarthritis, lack of joint mobility. All it is, as a therapist, we go in and we massage around the ligaments, around the joints. We call it juice. We get the juices flowing back to the joints. So then after you have a session with me, you're able to more effectively move your joints. So if you don't move your joints, you lose that mobility. So that's what I'm seeing in my office a lot lately this past year.
See, people need to be relieved of pressure, blood pressure, high blood pressure, tension, anything that's going to drive you half crazy. You need to get involved. You need to get a massage. I mean, why go beat yourself up when you can go get a massage? Somebody can take.
Well, not
the
only that,
out.
Russell, we're taking these medications. We're taking Tylenol. We're taking, you know, ibuprofen. We're taking Motrin. We're taking Advil. We're taking all of these over-the-counter medications that eventually, let's speak truth, it messes with other things. And we're spending all of this money. When we can just come and get it done the holistic way, natural. We are from the earth.
I tell you what, I want to talk about, before you go into the actual thing that you're doing in the future, what about the relationships when it comes to male and female relationships, marriage, just relationships in general? Because I do a relationship show on Saturday, Today's Relationships, and we talk about relationship issues. How important is massage in a relationship? If you're with your wife or your husband, is it an aphrodisiac or something of importance to enhance the relationship if your man can give a woman a massage or give his wife a massage or his lady a massage? Is that going to enhance that relationship?
Russell, absolutely. Couples massage, and when I say couples massage, not the male on the table and the female on the other table, I'm talking about the aspect of the male touching the female and the female touching the male. And I'm not saying the end result, grueling sex. I'm just saying a sensual massage in a way to build intimacy and a closeness with your partner. And it also relieves stress. I mean, the daily stresses that you and your partner go through, I mean, how great is it to come home and your significant other says, hey, you know, let me massage your neck, baby, or let me massage your back, or vice versa. The woman says, hey, you know, I'm noticing with the males as they come into my office, it's always the back of the neck and the head. So how great would it be for the female partner to come in, you know, after a long day of working, and say, hey, baby, let me massage your head or your neck or your back. So absolutely, giving pleasure through touch, and one person giving the massage and the other person on the other end being the receiver. And it's not for the end results to be sex. It's just a simple touch.
Well, I agree with you. The power of touch is extreme.
extremely powerful. The power of touch, to know how to touch. That's why they have things what they call points, pressure points, and things that people, if you can understand
right.
what touch can do, you to me it still is an aphrodisiac though. I mean, if you're with someone, especially if you're married and you have a wife and a husband, and to give each other a massage, not just him giving her a massage or she giving him a massage, but to give each other massages on a regular basis is truly it's an aphrodisiac and it's an aspect to a relationship. But there is, let's be clear on this, there is nothing wrong with that happy ending. If you can go through the whole massage part of the situation and then you do have a happy ending, that is to be massaged and there is no happy ending, that could be, you might go back into depression. you might have a little anxiety because you didn't have the happy ending. So to get with someone that you're with, it's your husband or your wife or your spouse, whatever, and to get to the point where you are enjoying each other's touch, you want to get to have the touch be part of your relationship. That's what I believe. You should neglect that touching. Nobody wants to just be with someone and they can't really take. My thing is to take the end of your fingertip and just touch one strand of somebody's hair, just to, you know, earlobe, anything, but just the fingertip should be an introduction to an actual massage or touching. So what you're doing is truly, truly needed. The education is needed, and I commend you for doing it for 10 years or more, and there's more years to come. And I also want to thank you for your service to our country as the Air Force. I did 30 years in the Air Force. That's how I got here, through the Air Force base.
Okay,
and so,
okay.
Yeah. So it's truly an aspect of being in the Air Force. Now, give us some about this group. You teach us what you start talking about the PP something with the group. Give us what the group. What's the group about?
Right. So the group. First, let me just give a special thanks to the partners of the group. Kima Flood, Webster Holmes, Lester Stanford, Ralph Brown Jr., those who know OJ, he just goes by OJ, that's how everyone knows him, Gerard Seabrooks, and myself. So just a little bit about PWAP. PWAP stands for People with a Purpose. We are a group of business professionals in the DMV area whose goal is to support our local veterans, nonprofits, and other community partners. So to learn more about future events, you can contact me. I'll give out that information. But some of the groups that the events that we have coming up, we are sponsoring a Libra birthday bash and dance party at the VFW Free State Post 8950, located at 9800 Good Luck Road, Lanham, Maryland, this tomorrow, October 14th. The music will be provided by DJ Oz. He's a great DJ. Shout out to him. The doors will be opening at 7 p.m., and after 9 p.m., the admission will be $10. There'll be plenty of food, good food, drinks for everyone. And also, we are taking requests for birthday party tables at a very good price. We're not out to, you know, gouge, or we just want all of our beautiful and sexy Libras to come out, celebrate their birthday, you know, celebrate it for the month, for the week, however you do it, however you get down, and just dance the night away. And at the end of, I'll give you the information as far as contact. And also, the VFW, just to put this out there, the VFW, same location, Walgreens and Dignity Memorial, they are sponsoring a free flu shot event for District 2 post members on October 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Hanson Hall at the VFW. So those are two events that are coming up fairly shortly
Again, our dance party is tomorrow night. Come out, dance, get your sexy on, so that we can help our community.
Well, you have an excellent group. This, I think two of the people I know pretty well. Webster is an excellent, excellent giver. He's been doing this for a minute. He's been around for a long time, and he's been consistent in doing things that empower and better people's lives in the DMV. And Lester is extremely entrepreneur. I've been knowing him for over 30 years. Does a great job as far as his personal job, but also he's an individual. So you got some heavy hitters, some shot callers and big ballers. You got
absolutely, and that's why we did this. More, mm-hmm. The more power, the more heavy hitters we have that come together and with creative ideas and creative ways to make our community better, the better our communities will be, and they will grow, and we can reach children, and they grow up to be heavy hitters as well.
Excellent. And a lot of those people that you're in your group are also black card holders, so they get to come out and promote the events at various events that the Black Card holders have and the Be There magazine has. A matter of fact, we're looking forward to the Christmas celebration, the award ceremony. Webster is a Be There magazine award recipient. Matter of fact, you get two awards with us, and we're going to be honoring Lester this year at the award. So you're among some really heavy hitters and people that's going to do well. We at Be There magazine is going to do everything possible to make sure the word gets out. I want you to come out next Wednesday on the 19th. Every third Wednesday we do the third Wednesdays. It's a networking event, but we also have the black card holders bring their flyers and give you a chance to speak to the audience and let people know what you're doing. So how many Fridays is this going to be? Is it going to be every Friday or just this particular Friday tomorrow?
We are doing special events monthly as far as the every Fridays. We're going to see how tomorrow, what's the turnout tomorrow? You know, so far we've been getting great reviews. We've been getting a lot of feedback. People are coming out. We all have our own individual group of supporters and followers, and they're coming out. And so I see this being one of the greatest years for the partners, for the community as a whole ever. And I look forward to the future and just predicting that this is going to be a great time for all of us. We're going to be able to help a lot of people.
Okay, what's it stand for again? People, give us
PWAP group. PWPA group stands for People with a Purpose.
People with a Purpose. And that's what
people
it's all
with
about.
A purpose.
People with a purpose. You have to have a purpose in life. I tell everybody, if you don't have a purpose, create a purpose. And when your other purpose runs out, create another purpose.
Find another purpose.
It could be another purpose. I mean, you could, as a mother, your purpose could be to raise your children. And once your children get to be adults and go away to college and get married, that purpose is done. Create another purpose. Don't mean that you're purposeless. You can create another purpose, and you keep on doing everything until you die. The purpose of you being alive is to be purposeful. You have to make sure that you are contributing something to this earth while you're breathing. People are dying like flies, and they don't have a purpose when they die. That's why you have a 2-car funeral and a 15-car funeral, and you have hearses and horse-drawn, what they call carriage funeral, because somebody had a purpose. But if you die and there was no purpose, the only people come to see you is maybe your family or somebody that knew you, but there was no purpose. You got to have a purpose in life. And I commend you and your group for putting together this group
because I'm about doing things and being things and about things. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'm the hardest working man in marketing, and I don't stop. Every day I create something to make somebody better. It's called Better Life, Better Now, Better World, Better You. It's the black card, and we're going to make sure that people do what's necessary to improve their life. So, again, I want to commend you for doing what you're doing, and give us your closing statement.
So my closing statement, I do offer gift certificates. The holidays are approaching, and I always say a gift of massage is the best thing you can do for someone, because you're basically saying, just relax. My contact information, you can contact me at bodymatrixmassage.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, just simply Damika Miller, or /BodyMatrixLLC. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. So any way that you can reach me, via cell 202-322-2384. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night at the VFW event. Again, you can go online. You can pull up this information under Body Matrix or under Damika Miller. So, Russell, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate you. Our group definitely appreciates you. The VFW appreciates you and you guys, your staff, for everything that you're doing. So my closing statement would be relax and renew and reveal the new you with just a touch. Russell, you there? Hey, Russell, you there?
Yeah.